Nolte, Seattle Public Schools Seek to Expose Oppressive Mathematical Practices. By John Nolte on October 1, 2019. The Seattle Public Schools have created a framework to protect children from racist and oppressive mathematical practices. A document made public by the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction includes the findings of an Ethnic Studies Advisory Committee, which was created by the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction, OSPI, as mandated by the 2019 legislature, SB 5023, to identify and make available ethnic studies materials and resources for use in grades 7 through 12. Included in this report is the Seattle Public Schools Math S. Ethnic Studies framework that is so woke it devolves into gibberish. In no particular order, here are some of the highlights. What is my mathematical identity? How important is it to be right? What is right? Says who? What does it mean to make a mistake? In the classroom? In my home? In my community? How do we derive mathematical truth? Who holds power in a mathematical classroom? Is there a place for power and authority in a math classroom? Who gets to say if the answer is right? Who is smart? Who is not smart? Can you recognize and name oppressive mathematical practices in your experience? Why/how does data-driven processes prevent liberation? How is math manipulated to allow inequality and oppression to exist? Who is doing the oppression? Who does the oppression protect? Explain how math and technology and/or science are connected and how technology and/or science have been and continues to be used to oppress and marginalize people and communities of color. Power and oppression, as defined by ethnic studies, are the ways in which individuals and groups define mathematical knowledge so as to see Western mathematics as the only legitimate expression of mathematical identity and intelligence. This definition of legitimacy is then used to disenfranchise people and communities of color. This erases the historical contributions of people and communities of color. And my personal favorite. How can we change mathematics from individualistic to collectivist thinking? Here's my own question. How is placing your child in a public school these days not child abuse? Twisting math into a subjective thing, removing the beauty of its objective truths, is quite a feat, and shame on the parents forever who put up with this. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.